that one, mate. You made 180 looking pretty easy.
Yeah, I think the way the heat started, I reckon they, you know, set a pretty good tone of what the wicket conditions were like. So, you know, their opening batters, had some really nice shot, trusted their swings, and I think set a blueprint of how to play out there. So, you know, we probably tried to copy that a little bit and, you know, get the run rate down as quick as possible and make it easy at the end.
How much do you have the bowlers to thank for pegging it back? It did look like you were going to be chasing 200 plus at one stage.
Yeah, absolutely. They did a fantastic job. Like, you know, I guess can't applaud them enough. You know, as many times we get put under pressure and they, you know, constantly respond. You know, there's going to be days in 2020 cricket where it doesn't happen, but, you know, really proud of, you know, how they've been able to stick to their plans and, you know, claw it back. And, you know, as you said, to keep it to, you know, lower total than what they were looking like was a pretty good effort.
You haven't played that much this summer and first game as an opener as well. Do you feel a lot more comfortable batting at the top? Are you obviously hoping to make that your own now, Faf and Adam Wyth are both gone?
Yeah, it's a beautiful place to bat. You obviously get the first crack at it and, you know, I think in my career I've probably done that the most in 2020 cricket, so yeah, opportunities, you know, presented itself. You know, those guys have, you know, contributed a lot. So, yeah, just trying to play as well as I can and get the team off to as good a start as I possibly can.
And nice to see Aaron Hardy make some runs at the other end. He's obviously had a roller coaster week or two, close to test squad selection, and hurts his quad and in doubt for this game. And he comes out and does that.
Thought he played unbelievably well. Just his power is, you know, it's up there with, you know, Mitch Marsh's and, you know, some of those big all-rounders, Cameron Green, that's a really big ball as well. So I think he's just growing each and every game he plays for us. So, you know, he had a good crack at three today and, you know, came out. I thought his intent was fantastic and, you know, he played really well.
Mitch Marsh, he made that three spot his own in previous years. Do you think Aaron almost batted like a mini Mitch out there, didn't he?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Just, you know, Mitch comes out and, you know, just backs himself to clear the pickets, you know, from ball one, and, you know, Hards, you know, felt like he had that same intent today, so, you know, made a really good contribution, and, you know, hopefully that's a spot where he can be really fruitful for us when he gets back into the season.
You're both Willow boys. How much have you enjoyed watching his growth from, you know, great cricketer all the way to Scorchers and WA regular, to be a few final winner, and hopefully a future Australian cricketer as well?
Yeah, it's pretty special. You know, I think he's come through the ranks. He obviously was, you know, identified quite early as a, you know, really talented junior. So, you know, to watch his rise, watch how his bowling's come along, you know, his batting has just become more and more powerful. I think the stronger he's gotten, the older he's got. So, probably had the best set in the house compared to most playing down at Willerton. So, he's going really well.
Obviously a catch, it was such a momentum shifter out there. I mean, it really swung that
in. Yeah, I was on the mic at the time, and when chances like that come in BBL cricket, like, sometimes they're more enjoyable to run and know you've just got to have a crack at the ball, not knowing whether it might stick or it might not, rather than sitting on the one and, you know, having eternity to wait for it to come down to you. So it was definitely one of those ones, and that's luckily it stuck.
And then you've only played the three games. How does it feel coming back into a squad that's had so many changes, but you keep getting it done?
I think every guy's got their own way to stay motivated and stay ready. You know, I've just, you know, of course, you know, through the team selections, it's a bit hard to get a spot in the side, but I think, you know, everyone, including myself, will just try and be as ready as you can in the training, the practice, because, you know, a chance, you know, this format can just come, you get a tap on the shoulder and you least expect it. So I've, you know, tried to keep that same mindset, and you know, it's been good so far.
How are you guys still overcoming so many injuries? You know, you've got so many all-rounders out, you've now lost Jai, and you still come out and get such a dominant win, not just a win, a really good win.
Yeah, I don't know how it happens, to be honest. It's just one of those things where, you know, we're obviously lucky to have some experienced guys that haven't been playing. Like, Matt Kelly's played a lot of 2020 cricket. You know, hasn't hasn't had a lot of opportunity, and you know, comes out and you know, clutch bowls really well for us. And you know, we're fortunate we've got those guys in our squad. And I guess just being really clear with what you need to do out there. That's I guess what we try to be consistent with. And,